All right, you can turn your Bibles, please, to Romans chapter 6.
All right, Larry.
You know, Anthony was ready to speak and realized late yesterday afternoon he wasn't going to be able to. He probably had video, pictures, maybe he was going to do some karate moves or some kind of illustration. I got my Bible and some notes. I'm old. I'd like to say it's because I didn't realize till about 5 o'clock I was going to speak that I don't have stuff, but you know better. Anyway, every once in a while, Dennis said, you don't have anything, probably, do you? I'm like, no, amen. We got the Bible, though.
Amen.
We're glad to be together. What great songs.
Yeah.
What great songs. How great is God that we've sung about, and His kingdom, His church, and man, we get excited and fired up about Fill Me, Lord, don't we?
Yeah.
What a great song about really God's promise to change us.
Yeah.
To fill us up with His Spirit, to help us be who we're not. And that's one of the great blessings of following Jesus. We get to become something we're not, something that is better than who we are.
Amen.
Normally. So I'm glad to get to talk today, and we're going to talk about milestones today. Milestones, and I'm going to get a little closer. I know you can hear me. It may not get recorded, but maybe that's okay anyway. Milestones. What are some milestones in life?
Walking for a child.
Yeah, walking. A kid walking. Like, boy, those first steps, Keenan.
Going to college.
Oh, why would you think of that? Going to college. Yeah, Kiana. Yeah, huh?
Graduating.
Just graduating in general, Nino.
Getting your driver's license.
Getting your driver's license. Man, the day I turned 16, my dad and I were at the DMV to open the place up.
Getting your first job.
Getting your first job. Yeah, Josh.
We're only basically here.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay, man. I'm sorry, what? Yes, being a citizen of all the land are bona fide Americans now. Woo-hoo! Yeah, Sophie.
Having a child,
for sure.
Your first kid moving out.
Oh, your first kid. You just experienced that, haven't you?
That's
okay. Oh, my. Zach's living in California now.
Getting married to the love of your life.
Getting married to the love of your life. Lisa, he said that on his own. A couple more. Yeah, Elizabeth.
Getting a promotion at work.
Getting a promotion at work.
Baptized.
Getting baptized. Come back to that one. You probably figured we would. Yeah, one more. Oh, thank you. My friend. He just remembered I offered to take him to lunch. Thank you. You know, there are a lot of milestones. Birthdays. Nobody mentioned birthdays.
Anniversaries.
Birthdays today. I have a granddaughter's birthdays today. In California, 14. Oh my goodness. A little redheaded Tyler Novak's birthday's today. He's a year old. I texted Rob, tell him happy birthday, but he won't get it from me. But anyway, I had a birthday recently. 50.
Yeah.
Plus 20. Amen. Joe had this look on his face like you're kidding. I don't know. It's weird being 70, but that's a whole nother topic.
You look great.
Thank you, Mark. My lunch people are adding up. Anniversaries, you know, we just had an anniversary last week also. 49 years.
Wow.
That is pretty amazing. And you know, sometimes things that become milestones do fade over the years. Several people mentioned graduations. In June, many of you know, Mary Lou and I went to Los Angeles for the high school graduation of our oldest grandchild, Jameson. And I was at this big stadium. His class had about between 500 and 600 graduates, so a big class. So it was a big football stadium. I'm there watching. I'm not sure I would have been able to pick him out even, except his dad said, there he is, because they all look alike with those hats way far away.
And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, as somebody was making a little speech, which wasn't very good, so I was distracted and thinking of something else. When I graduated from high school, somebody made a speech. I have no idea who. I started thinking, I have no recollection of that whatsoever. And then I started thinking about college graduation. Somebody made a speech then, I know, that's what they do at graduation. I don't know, I think that might have been our U.S. representative, but I don't know, probably in this one trunk in the attic, I think there may be still programs, at least from college graduation. When you go through our stuff someday, Holly, you'll find out. Who was it? And it's funny sometimes the things that you do remember. Also on this trip to L.A., I visited some dear friends that I've known my whole life. I knew when I was a kid in Nashville, and they've lived in Los Angeles for many years. They're in their mid-80s, and we were talking about things when I was a kid. And I'm remembering very vividly some things 60 years ago. They gave me for Christmas a clock radio. Now, some of you don't have any idea what that is. And some of you who do have an idea for what it is can't visualize it in your mind. But that was a really super-duper gift. And I used it all the way up to after we got married, I guess. What do we, you know, sometimes the things you surprise yourself, the things you remember and the things you don't remember. Mo mentioned over here about being baptized. That certainly is a milestone.
Amen.
And in this passage in Romans 6, Paul is reminding some people of what happened on that day when they were baptized. The setting is there is some confusion, really, about God's grace and about, you know, the more we sin, the kind of the better it is because God gets to forgive us more.
Yeah.
The Paul says, no. Yes, God's grace covers our sins, but you're missing something that happened when you got baptized. And so he says, beginning in verse 3, "Or don't you know that all of us who are baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who's died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe we will also live with him." What Paul says here goes really very, very well along with the passage in Ephesians that Greg read to us. Greg talks about us, Paul talks about us being dead and then alive again. Paul says we were dead in our sins. We died to sin, though. We were raised up, not just to be forgiven, but to live a new life.
Yep. Amen.
And he goes on and says, certainly while we still have a sinful nature, it doesn't have to control us anymore.
Right.
As we've just sung, God can fill us up with his Spirit and make us more than we ever thought we could be. This is, you know, really one of the most significant milestones in our lives, isn't it?
Yeah.
The day that we died to our old self, were forgiven of our sins, came up out of the water as a new person.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, when you think about that a minute, let's talk about something else.
What do you remember about the day you were baptized? Not, you know, a half hour discourse. Hopefully you could give that. What do you remember about it, though? What do you remember? Somebody. Wait, yes, Greg.
It snowed in April.
It snowed in April. Extra memorable. Yes, Paul. Oh, Lynn cried a lot. Amen. Yeah, Limbo.
Just remember the water was very hot.
The water was hot. Well, that's better than cold,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else do you remember about it? Yeah, Josh.
I came up and my friend Andre was in a robe just in front of me.
Okay, your friend right there, yes.
Before going in the water, like the last second, I was like, peace, old self. And then I was like,
yeah, all right, Amber. Yeah, goodbye, old self. Hello, new self. Come on.
Just tremendous joy because I was baptized and then baptized my wife right now.
Okay, yeah, just the extra double joy.
Yeah.
Two, three more. What else? Yes, Sophie. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
I was dancing in the rain. It was raining. Okay. My umbrella was dancing. I felt so free.
Wow. Hey, yeah.
I visualized like actually a war going on and a victory that was taken.
Okay, that's true. The war going on and the victory. Yeah, one more, Marianne.
I just wanted to please God.
Just wanted to please God. I mean, it's a very memorable time. Now. Why is it important to remember? Anybody? Okay. Motivation?
How we make
yes.
Firm.
Lord.
So we don't get hard-hearted?
So we don't get hard-hearted? You know?
I think it's important to remember the gratitude we felt that day.
You know, yeah, the gratitude we felt that day, John.
Okay.
Then end up in the attic right by program. Somewhere in a truck. Yeah, Kenan. Yeah, brings back the joy that we felt that, yes, we can still have that. Excuse me, I hate it when people drink in front of you because it makes you thirsty. But. I got something too. Yeah, you know, like Paul says here, we become new people. He's reminding the Christians in Rome, remember what happened to you. Remember that you died to the old person and you became a new person. We were raised with Christ. And he goes on and says that just like Christ was raised from the dead, we're raised to live a new life. We're still the same people. Sometimes we have some of the same struggles for sure, but it's different. We're forgiven. And we have God's Spirit.
Amen.
That we can be victorious. And Paul said, don't forget what happened to you. God did something amazing. God did something that cost him something. I after all these years, I still can't comprehend or grasp. You know, the passage that Greg read about trying to know the height and the depth and the breadth of God's love for us in Jesus Christ. You know, children, grandchildren now, hey, you may have enjoyed your kid being at camp this week, but I know you were glad that when they came home. Giving them up for something? Especially something that really wasn't a good cause? I mean, Paul says in the chapter before, while we were sinners, Christ died for us. God gave him up in anticipation that we could become not even worthy, but a good cause. Something amazing happened at this milestone. And I want to say a couple of things about it. For some, the baptism milestone hasn't happened yet. Now, baptism is not the point in that it's not the goal. Living for Jesus is the goal.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? But biblically, it is the point in time when our sins are forgiven and we move from being an old person to a new person. I'm going to say again, you know, the teens that went to camp, you know, we make no apologies for wanting you to become Christians. We're not reticent to say, we hope you become Christians.
Yeah.
And we hope you act on the convictions that you gained at camp. You know, to study the Bible. Not because of your parents. Not because it's just a good thing to do. Not because it's expected of you. But because you can live a new life, and it's a great life.
Amen.
Because of you and God and your future, both here and forever. You know, others of you may be studying the Bible. Or maybe you need to study the Bible. You know, for a lot of us, we thought we were Christians until we looked at the Bible. Like, oh, what this says here in Romans 6, I did not experience. As I evaluated what the Scripture said. And I appreciate God, you know, working to bring me to the right place at the right time with the right people to see that. Because honestly, if we had a lot more time, we could get into the fact that what Paul says here is not really what most people have been taught in terms of how, why, what baptism means. And if that gets your interest, follow up with somebody. You know, for those of us, well, you know, and a real good reason, I mean, this chapter is inspiring, but Paul does say in the last verse, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have a choice. We have a choice to live for ourselves. And you can live for yourself and figure out how to be relatively happy. Obviously, a lot of people do it. I don't think it's the same happiness and fulfillment of being a Christian. But ultimately, there's a paycheck. And Paul says, no, the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. You know, for those of us who have experienced Romans 6 and the way Paul talks about, for the reason Paul talks about, have we forgotten? Is it a distant event? And I don't mean that it needs to be, you know, if it's a little vague, that's not really the point, but the point of giving our lives to Christ.
Come on.
Is that why we did it and what it means? Is that really part of our daily lives? It should be, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because we're following Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, several people mentioned being married as we had our 49th anniversary. There's some things I don't remember about that day. I do remember it was very, 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 very hot and humid in a non-air-conditioned church building. My little sister texted us that she remembered lots of sweat that day. Well, I'm so wonderful that she remembers that after 49 years. There's some things I do remember about it. It was a commitment, and it was a milestone, and it was a change of life that's affected how I've lived the rest of my life. This milestone Paul talks about, the beginning of a new life, is something that really we experience every day, isn't it?
Yeah.
The newness of belonging to God, of being able to confess our sins and repent and be forgiven all over again, that's 1 John. What an amazing concept. The ability, again, to change because of the Spirit, that doesn't mean we don't have some intense struggles with ourselves sometimes. But ultimately, the victory is won. And we've got God's promises and so many things. This milestone. Wow. You and I became new people. For some of you, that still needs to happen. And we hope it will. For those of us for whom it has happened, you know, we want to remember it. Because really, the most significant milestone in human history, in so many ways, were those 3 days when Jesus died and was buried and was resurrected.
Amen.
Because of that, everything else that we've talked about happens. The payment for our sins was made. the opportunity we have to be forgiven, to start all over again, not really just once, but as many times as we need to. That's an amazing thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
God's grace works a lot differently from the way I operate sometimes. The knowledge that there is a future for us. You know, it was interesting. Last month, Mary Lou and I went to Phoenix for the memorial service for Gloria Baird. Al and Gloria Baird became part of our fellowship many, many years ago. He was one of the first elders in our fellowship. They'd been married a long time, 56 years. And just a faithful woman. We've known them well for a long time. We've been on the elders' service committee together for a number of years. And if she's had cancer this past 6 years, what a faithful, optimistic outlook she's had. And I know a few of you may have watched the memorial service because it was streamed online. It was definitely sad, particularly for those who knew her even better, for her husband and her daughters and the family and grandchildren. But it was so inspiring that when you live a life following Jesus, dying is not the worst thing that can happen to you.
Yeah.
And it is what we are living for. And it's really a celebration that this life is not all there is, and there's a way better place in store. Because, see, that's what Paul means when he says, verse 8, now if we died with Christ, we believe that we also will live with him. I don't think he's talking about just living a life with Christ in this life. He's talking about after this life. We get to go someplace way better and be with him because of this milestone. And with it come so many promises. We're going to sing in a minute, you know, Be With Me, Lord, the song asking God to be with us. And it's interesting because it's really God's promise to be with us that we're just, you know, repeating. I mean, you know the last words Jesus said, I will be with you. How much?
Always.
Always, to the very end of the age. When with this milestone comes a whole new realm of existence.
Yeah.
We are not alone. Excuse me. We have the fellowship we have with one another, but way more than that. We're going to let each other down every once in a while. Sorry if that's a new thought to you, not if you've been a Christian more than about a week. We don't want but the amazing beauty of the fellowship that we have together. I say again, I'm just always so just humble, blown away when I go visit our two camps and see the disciples giving of themselves. Bruce and Linda have done this so long, my goodness, thank you. Giving of themselves, taking vacation time. Lots of you have been counselors. It's really a fun week, isn't it?
Yes.
Laura came in leaning on Sam today, kind of walking like this. You realize you're, no offense, Laura, older than you think you are. Why do we care about each other? Why do you care about somebody's kids that aren't even your kids? Because God's changed us.
Yeah.
Why do we try to meet each other's needs? But beyond that, because you and I both know that kind of when push comes to shove, a lot of the battles we face are just, we nobody can really get inside my head and help me with except God and the Word. And Jesus said, I will be with you. We've sung today some songs about trying to help other people know him. And that's part of this song too. Why do we do that? Because this is amazing.
Yeah.
This is amazing. This is what people are looking for and they don't even know it sometimes.
Yeah.
Right, Larry,
come on. So what do we say? Milestones. I like milestones. They come and go though. Hope your anniversary is not one that comes and goes and So that's one of those things maybe you'll only forget once. Birthdays come and go. They come much faster, let me tell you, than they used to. The day we were baptized into Christ. More significant, really, than anniversary, really, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
More significant than graduation, new job. All these things are the great milestones. This is the one that changes everything.
Yeah.
Because of the cross. Because of God's response to our sin. It's a response to the fact that He made us free. Is this complicated? Yeah, I don't quite get it all. But He made us free to choose, and we choose wrong, so He offered a solution for us. And this is the day it all begins again. We'll say again, if you haven't experienced this day, it's bigger than this day. But what it means, we hope you'll find out about. And for those of us who did this maybe a long time ago, that's why we take communion, to remember. To remember what Jesus did, and that what we get to do in becoming new people is just in response to this amazing grace. Paul says, remember, all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death. We were therefore baptized with Him, buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Now let's stand and sing, Be With You, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Sorry.
Amen. Let's